Welcome to Add to Party, a friendship simulator masquerading as a news show. I'm your host, James Hartwall, and I'm joined by
Charles Yamat, and I'm joined by
Andy Kay.
So let's talk about YouTube Red.
Yeah, there was a lot of great content happening in the pre-show, which is unrecorded, which is Charles, Andy, and I just bullshitting for 5 minutes while we get ready. No, Andy and I are OG YouTube Google Music subscribers.
Google Music, when it was revealed, was it during like a Google I.O. way back when?
Oh my God, they revealed
Google Music, and then they're like, and if you join right now, it'll be $8 forever. And we're still living in ever. It's
Google Play Music was announced on May 10th, 2011.
I've been a subscriber for 10 years.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
If you've been a subscriber longer than the service exists, Sandy, because Google Play Music is now no longer a thing.
Yeah, that's true. They've graduated. Listen, this is an example, all right, to go in early adopt, all right, throw all your money into things that sound like they'll last, and Google Play Music didn't. Even though Google Play Music was pretty great.
I liked Google Play Music too, but I think the main benefit was when they introduced YouTube Red, now known as YouTube Premium. They were like, "Hey, if you pay for Google Play Music, you also get this," and we're like, "Sweet!" And now Andy and I play $8 a month for YouTube Premium when I think it's like 15.
I think so. Well, because I made a very privileged statement, I recognize this. But I don't watch anything with ads anymore. And it's not because I use ad block. It's because I pay for it.
Basically.
I can't do ads anymore. I just can't. And if there's content where there is ads, I'm not going to use an ad block. I'm just not going to enjoy it because I guess I don't want to spend the money, which not to reflect on the product, but I guess it does reflect on the product.
Premium is $12 a month.
Oh, hey-o. I'm saving that $4.
That's right.
You know where that went? McDonald's. That's where all my savings are going. Double cheeseburgers aren't as cheap as you'd think they'd be.
I know, too. It was also... You're talking about ad blockers. I've started recently playing trash Android games at night.
Oh, sure.
You know, like whenever you see like an ad for that Android game, it's like, oh, you know, I was just hit, you know, it's like whatever, Rule This King or Clash of Clans or whatever the shit. I'm like, you know what? I don't try them. I just hit this point in my life where it's like, you know what, advertising? I will try you. and let me tell you, holy shit. Every 10 seconds, those games display two video ads to you that are unskippable.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
It's a nice shortcut to know which ones are trashy games, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, oh, you play the game for 10 seconds. Let us show you two video ads. Or you could pay us money and never do that again. Although there is one game, which I legitimately enjoyed. It's called Slice Them All, where you're just a knife flipping through the air cutting stuff. And I played enough of it's actually very relaxing. I played enough of it where I was like, you know what, I will pay to not have ads. It was like $5, and then if you die though and you want to revive, it still shows you an ad. And
I went, you really?
You motherfuckers!
Oh no! You know, get that money, get that coin.
That's right. They
even
got
after
me.
Paying $5. Come on, guys!
I know.
Come on.
This also started with the fact that I wanted a new gachapon game, Charles. Mm-hmm. But I tried Eden 7.
No, it's not good. That's not great.
Yeah, it's okay. It didn't scratch the itch.
You could try a Summoner's War Last Centuria.
Okay. Look into that.
It's an interesting PvP game.
I don't want anything that has active controls.
Well, okay. You don't need to. But basically, you watch the fight, and then there's a counter system. So that when an enemy activates an ability, you could press counter, and then you do an ability. So it's not really active. It's like semi-active, I'll say.
This episode is sponsored by Summoner's War. Download now on the Apple Play Store. The Apple and the Play Store.
On its 7th year anniversary. And so this is their spinoff game. But yeah. So let's kind of talk about real games, not mobile games. Am I right?
Oh, fighting words.
Let's gatekeep.
Yes.
And you know how you do that? With a brand new console.
Can you buy this? Bet you can't.
Yeah, that's also going to be the fun part of this. So the new Switch is hot. It's basically probably going to be announced on Thursday. But over the weekend, Amazon Mexico accidentally leaked the listing for it. Amazon Mexico has done this before. They also leaked Spyro Reignited Trilogy ahead of schedule. So it's listed as the new Nintendo Switch Pro, which Lord help me if that's the name, even though I'm 100% sure it is.
No, they can't have new and pro in it. They wouldn't do that.
Yes, they would, Andy. You know they would.
Oh, Nintendo.
But let's see. As of recording today, on the evening of June 1st, no announcement of a Direct has been made, but I would not be surprised for a Direct to be announced tomorrow and then the Direct to be on Thursday. There's also been some rumors that several major retailers have had listings for this new Switch model showing up in their inventory systems from fairly credible sources. I think we touched on this last time we talked about it, because there was the leak from Chinese manufacturers a few weeks ago, basically that the new Switch would have an OLED screen. Same size, but more or less, if you've seen the Switch, it has the bevels. I can actually bring it up here. It would just get rid of those black bars there and go screen to screen. No news on what the processor is yet, but it would continue having USB-C and might have 4K display. The new dock would have an Ethernet port in it, which is the first Nintendo console ever to have an Ethernet port, I think.
It would be interesting.
I think you might be right. Without a dongle.
Yeah, built-in Ethernet support. Yeah. Yeah, 4K
Wi-Fi
display through the dock.
Mostly does it. What are you playing on the Switch that needs an Ethernet port?
Apparently Mario Party, because I was watching a bunch of streamers the past week try to play Super Mario Party because it had that online patch that came out.
Oh, did it?
Oh, you didn't hear about this? No. We didn't cover it in our news.
Oh, then I don't know.
That's right. No, tangenting ever so slightly. There was a patch a few weeks ago where now you can play Super Mario Party online.
Okay.
However, it seems like if you're not on Ethernet, it will tend to crash.
Real? Okay.
I've seen a lot of games that like turn 10 of 10 in Mario Party. They crashed.
Yeah.
Wow. It's pretty hilarious.
That hurts. I do all my gaming over the Wi-Fi.
You're an animal.
I haven't used the Ethernet in a long time. There's a lot of cords. And I got like a new Google Wi-Fi and it only has one port on it. And I was like, well, guess I don't need cords anymore. And it turns out I don't.
I hope you guys realize I play Smash against you guys online on Wi-Fi.
When you're that good, you can do whatever you want. And after Sakurai-san himself asked you to plug in the Ethernet cord, heartless bastard.
Oh, wait, did he ask?
Yes, he did. There was a thing in there, too, there was like some Smash Direct. He was like, you know, we recommend that everyone plug in an Ethernet cable for best experience.
Wait, to be fair, I didn't actually know. Is there an Ethernet dongle for the Switch? I didn't know.
Well, I mean, it's the same thing where you just get a USB Ethernet.
Okay.
Same thing like it was for the Wii U.
Okay.
And I'm assuming the Wii. I didn't own one. So
we don't need Ethernet anymore, you guys. The radio things are so fast now.
Andy,
I have
literally enterprise level access points littering my house. I still plug everything in through Ethernet.
Well, you don't need it though.
You do.
I'm on the Wi-Fi right now and everything's working fine.
Also, stop calling it the Wi-Fi.
I was like, hold on.
Everything's a proper noun. Mm-hmm. The Wi-Fi. Yeah. I am. I mean, I am. It's fine. It's all good.
My problem with this, James, is that how am I going to walk to my local basketball court to hand other people some controllers so they can stop playing real basketball and play some video game basketball?
Or interrupt a rooftop party so everyone can play. What was that, Bomberman?
Hey, Bomberman's pretty fun.
It was a fun game.
Showing up with like Mario Kart though, I don't think Mario Kart's a rooftop party kind of game.
No,
I think
no. It's a Mario Kart is a conversation ender at parties.
Absolutely.
Speaking of which, I did hear a rumor that there may be a new Mario Kart announced this year.
Ooh.
And it would include remastered versions of almost all maps, except for like Double Dash maps.
What kind of gimmick would they add?
I think the gimmick is much like Smash Ultimate. Everything is there.
Oh, so it's just Mario Kart Ultimate.
Yeah, more or less, yeah.
The tracks are all here. Who's next?
That's right.
Ridge Racer maps.
Work. Wave Race.
Do they go on water yet? Does Mario Kart go on water?
Yeah, there's a water level in 8. Yeah.
Like a jet moto, though, kind of thing?
Oh, well, I mean, the carts turn into, like, water things when you go underwater.
I don't
know. Yeah. Okay. They could hover if they want.
I'm just trying to innovate for Nintendo. Nintendo needs help innovating.
Okay. They do. Something I found out in all the talk of Switch Pro news. Do you know the reason that the Switch doesn't have native Bluetooth headphone support?
I do not know. What?
The Bluetooth controller for the Nintendo Switch only can pair up to 8 devices. Mm-hmm. And so obviously if you had 8 friends playing on one Switch, then you couldn't use Bluetooth. So they just cut that feature out.
That's never going to happen. Ever.
But
anyway, ever.
They overestimate gamers and the amount of friends they have.
That's or just say, whoops, you can't have an 8th. If you want your headphone, that is wild to me.
Never. So that's also people are hoping maybe the Switch Pro will rectify that and have native Bluetooth support, because damn, that would be sweet. But, you know, I that's kind of one of those things where I'm like, probably not.
We don't use 3.5 millimeter anymore. We've all graduated onto the wireless.
Earbuds. 2.5 millimeter is still kind of pretty prevalent.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I don't know what uses.
Andy, you're not a professional audiologist, so
I'm not at all.
He says, speaking into an AT2020 mic.
Listen, that I have you to thank for. Okay, to me, a microphone is my PlayStation headset. They're all the same. They're obviously not.
Oh,
if you listen to the first episode of this podcast, it sounds very different.
I was gonna shame you and be like, "You, this is probably the first speaker cable you ever heard, but I can't remember what the name is called."
Speaker cable?
Yeah, the one that has the professional speaker, the cable for speakers that has that professional plug.
I don't know.
I can't remember what the name is. So I was gonna try to shame you, but I'm shaming myself because I don't remember it.
What a fool! What a fool!
I am ashamed.
That's okay. At least we can sound smooth.
We do. Mm-hmm. XLR. There it is. Mm-hmm. XLR. That's your first XLR cable you've probably ever had.
It is. I didn't know it existed before. I know you need amplifiers to boost a microphone or to activate it, which makes sense. There's a lot to the microphone world that I don't think a lot of people know. But
it also tells me you were never a theater kid.
No. I don't know anything about microphones or theaters from in the theater world or anything. Oh. I just know that like their bandwidth went on sale by the government and it was a huge problem. Like all the waves that like microphones work at, that was sold.
Well, I am currently refreshing our Gaming Leaks and Rumors during this entire podcast. So if it gets announced during this hour, I'll let you know. But
oh, that's really good.
Yeah, but for now, it seems like and it's, and you say too, why are they doing this now instead of it at E3? One of the theories on that is that a lot of presentations at E3 they may want to show off, and this is what our game looks like on the Switch Pro.
Sure.
You know, Ubisoft probably may have a new Mario and Rabbids, the game that's better than it has any right to be.
Ah, that game was
a great Nintendo-fied XCOM. Just fun. Yeah,
it was. So,
and I still have that game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can play that game when I have no TV.
Yeah.
That's the power of the Nintendo Switch. Yeah, Charles is currently streaming from underneath a tunnel as he waits 2 weeks to move.
That's true.
It's right next to a park.
Yeah. It's a van. You're in a van down by the river.
Yeah. If I make too much noise, the cops come looking at it to turn off the lights.
And see, Wi-Fi is holding strong right now.
That's fair.
We only need Wi-Fi. We've graduated, everyone.
Well, you could have Wi-Fi, but it will probably take you a while to download Horizon Forbidden West.
Oh my god, the fidelity of this game is wild.
Yeah, it looks so good.
Yeah, so I think we talked about this last week, but Horizon Forbidden West had its state of play on Thursday where they revealed a gameplay trailer. And holy shit, has a more beautiful game ever existed.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, genuinely. Holy crap.
And this wasn't even made dedicated to PS5.
No.
This had to be split between PS4 and PS5. It's like wow.
This looks next gen, right? Like, this seems like we stepped into something different.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's going to be much bigger leaps in the years ahead in terms of graphics, but holy crap. This kind of blew me away.
Yeah, this is ray tracing on, right? I think it's the story will be more interesting of this is what it looks like on a PS5. What's it going to look like on a base PS4?
Yeah. Let's not have another Cyberpunk, everyone.
Kind of funny had a great thing of don't worry about how it looks, worry about how it will sound. The PS4 takes off. No, but yeah, the state of play was last week where it was, yeah, obviously they had a very beautiful trailer. I think we haven't seen Horizon Forbidden West for 2 years now.
Probably.
So, yeah. Yeah. Last E3 before last. Mm-hmm. And it definitely shows they've been working on it. The trailer details improved combat, underwater, improved person-to-person combat too, which I think is a nice thing that they worked on because, you know, alloy to dinosaur was a fun experience, but whenever you had to fight people, it was kind of either stealth one hit kills or just spam staff attacks and be bored. It seems like they've kind of added a lot of features in there, including a grappling hook and a what do you call it? A glider. Really just kind of going, fuck you, Nintendo. What are you gonna do?
I mean, and you know, again, to be fair, Nintendo didn't invent that shit either. but agreed, like, you know, it's all just about doing things well. And watching the gameplay trailer, I will say I noticed some small things that I think I had problems with. I think there are some little things they need to fix, which is fine because it's going to be a while. But like some of the interactions between Aloy and the rest of the environment are not yet finished, it doesn't look like.
Mm-hmm.
It feels a little off, but like that's only if you're looking for problems, which I'm really good at. So
pessimism runs through my blood, it sustains me.
I need to be able to acknowledge faults because everyone has them. But but no, it, honestly though, still really good. The fight that they showcased on it was fun. I can't get over how much I feel like I could feel all the things on the screen. Like they show the detail and textures. It feels like if you reached out, you could like feel the vegetation and the sand and everything. It just feels more.
Yeah,
it's just all detailed. Like,
yeah. They've really spent this COVID year just kind of polishing this game, you can tell, in terms of visuals and fidelity. I would also say very much absent from this presentation was a release date.
Mm-hmm.
And I would not be shocked if it's they're waiting to see if Breath of the Wild 2 is coming out with a new Switch Pro this fall. Oh,
good call.
They are not getting fucked twice. Says Guerrilla Games. Yeah, this will very quickly become a March 2022 game if Breath of the Wild is coming out fall of 2021.
Yeah, no, I definitely can see it.
So, yeah, I would imagine the second Nintendo attaches any sort of date to Breath of the Wild 2, you will hear the date for Horizon Forbidden West.
Makes sense for
them. It's a staring contest, and guess what? Guerrilla blinked. As they should.
And Sony's got the money. They can wait. Guerrilla can work on the next thing.
Killzone.
Hey, I played Killzone Shadowfall because it was the only thing that released when the PS4 came out.
Oh, same. Yeah.
And it was okay.
It was okay.
But not everybody was happy with Horizon Forbidden West reveal.
What's wrong with it?
Well, that's because, Andy, these game designers don't know how to create women.
Remember, internet fuckboys just doing it all.
Yeah, there's been a, I really hate to use the word controversy. Also, I've decided that's my misogyny alarm.
Yeah, oh,
yeah, take it.
I like it.
Yeah, whenever there's misogyny, that's when I do the MLG air horn.
This is problematic.
Yeah. No, there was a post pretty widely shared and criticized over the weekend that Aloy was a little too masculine in design in this look. This woman who lives in a post-apocalyptic primal world where she spends all day in the sun doesn't look like a supermodel. How dare she?
And then they gave their concept, which is just Aloy with makeup and a smoother face. Yeah. And they're like, you should hire fans, game devs. And you're like, these guys should shut the fuck up.
Oh my gosh. What kind of person?
It's because they're dumb. They're dumb.
Like, usually when I read, like, naive or dumb things, I wonder if they're just, like, really young, right? Are they just a kid?
Well, I mean,
I don't feel like a kid said that.
Well.
And I feel like they were very confident when they said that, too. And it's just like, ooh. What kind of place do you have?
So there's an argument that could be made that I would say college and below. They do exist in the internet, so I won't say it's not likely that a kid said it on the internet, but I also don't want to discount that there are plenty of adults and grown men
who act
like children still, and don't understand there's other people besides them, which is a shame because they're stupid.
That's just wild to me. To go ahead and like mock her up with makeup.
Yeah. And then I want to add.
He's deleted that Twitter post, by the way. I'm trying to find
it. Please. I got to find what, survivalist Aloy.
Oh, yeah. It's Andy. Beautiful veneers. The whitest teeth you've ever seen.
Oh, my God. And in addition to that, too, there was a small Reddit thread comment that brought back the old Last of Us Part 2 when discussing this whole Aloy improvements, as it were. And they were bringing up Naughty Dog and the gaming industry as a whole for doing that thing they do. You know what I mean. We all know what it means. And then everybody jumped on it and goes, what do you mean by that? And then that person was like, I'm not gonna say the thing because you all are toxic. And if I was no, you're assuming we all know what you're talking about. What are you talking about? Goes, no, I'm not saying anything. You guys are just ready to try to argue with me and assume things about me. He goes, and they're like, well, what could be the problem? You're saying we all know what you're talking about, but you're not saying anything. What's the similarities between Last of Us Part 2 and Horizon Zero Dawn about their protagonists? You, I'm not saying it. You're all bad people. I'm leaving.
You're the monster. Here you go, Andy. I found the picture. Oh, thank God. Why can't she look like a real person?
No. Oh, no. This is a troll. This is a troll account.
No, no, it's not, sadly. So just to read the tweet, right? So Apex Alpha J, at Apex Alpha J on Twitter, who has privated his account, I wonder why, has said, oh God, is it me Apex or
Alpha?
Apex, yeah, exactly, Andy, exactly. Oh, yeah. Is it me or Sony be making their lead female protagonist look masculine as hell? Barely no curves or rough non-feminine features, unlike the average woman, like The Last of Us 2's Ellie, etc. Just saying, hashtag my two cents. Pick from the game on the left, fan made on the right. Hire fans, LOL. The Aloy on the right looks like a Disney princess. What a jackass.
Yeah. This is wild to me. It has to be a troll. Because even the mock-up that they did is so... I can't. I'm just amazed right now.
I will say very quickly that I did notice the redesign when I was watching. I was like, oh, they made her a little more like muscular and a little like I was like, oh, I like that. I like that they did that. Like I saw that as being like, oh, I'm glad that they're taking like, you know, accurate body standards for a game.
Right.
I've heard a lot of game developers say that. Most recently, I cannot remember his name, which is a shame because I'm a fan, but the creative director of the Yakuza series was complimenting Ghost of Tsushima for making Jin be kind of like, you know, average looking. Like he was not a typical pretty boy that you would see.
No, he wasn't a young hunk. He was like an adult.
Yeah, exactly.
he's like 30s or 40s.
Yeah, and you see like Kiryu and Ichiban from the Yakuza series. You know, they're Yakuza, but they're pretty attractive men. And he said he wished he could make, you know, more conventionally normal characters. So it's something I'm kind of like appreciative of the game industry kind of moving towards of making less plastic superhero bodies and trying to make more realistic forms.
Yeah.
That or 9 foot tall, six vampire women. Yeah. That either or.
I did catch the redesign when I saw it in my head. I didn't have too much of a problem with it. I was just like, oh yeah, you know, things change. Also, yeah, if you consider a character developing over time, they'll change. It's whatever.
Yeah.
My one sad thing here, and this is what, you know, you hate the things on other people that you see in yourself. That's my problem. That's it. I was like, oh no, they gave Aloy rounder cheeks. I have rounder cheeks, and I hate them. So now I just see myself and I go, man.
I just think it's impossible for Aloy to develop the musculature she needs in a post-apocalyptic society. That's not a reference to another misogynistic take on games. Gamers are shit.
I'm still amazed by that one post.
Andy, if it helps, you know, Apex Alpha J sounds like your first chance at creating a username and you stuck with it.
Hey, I did that too.
Yeah, I know. We've all done it, James. Don't worry. We're not calling each other out. One Fine Man or Mutray or Silver Killer One.
Good thing everything's or friends guy.
Exactly. Oh God. I'm glad everybody else is receiving the game well. I'm excited for it. I need to play beat the first one.
You should. Before Breath of the Wild 2 comes out and spoils it again for you.
That's also fair. I think I might play Breath of the Wild 2 without beating the first one. I don't want to beat Breath of the Wild.
Andy, you could accidentally beat Breath of the Wild.
Yeah, I was going to say. You can beat Breath of the Wild in 30 minutes if you really want to.
I made the very dumb choice of playing on Master, or of getting pretty far on normal mode and then being like, oh, I'm good at games. And then I started on master mode and it was just too hard. And so I'm like, well, I guess I'm never finishing this game. To be fair, it was hard in a not fun way because weapon durability is not fun when it's super hard. Like yeah. In the original difficulty, it encouraged like different weapon use. Like I kind of got it. It like made you experiment and made you do things. On Master Quest mode, it was just like, I've got 3 hits on this thing. This isn't fun.
Well,
this
guess what, fun. Andy? If you play Horizon Zero Dawn, not only is there no weapon durability, but you can literally make stacks of arrow while you're mid-roll.
Yeah. That's how it should be. Okay. God, Master Quest mode sucks.
Well, speaking of Nintendo hard, there was another announcement last week during the Dragon Quest presentation of Dragon Quest III HD. And holy shit, also beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So they've taken classic game Dragon Quest III from the Nintendo system, and they've remade it using the Octopath Traveler engine.
Yeah.
And this is what everybody wanted them to do, basically. It was like, Square, you now have the perfect engine to remake your 2D platform games. Do it. So hopefully this one sells really well, and we could see potential future Final Fantasy. Chrono Trigger, Secrets of Mana, Square too, right? Yeah. So yeah, but it's, you know, beautiful. It's just the lighting is beautiful, but it still has all the trappings of being a 2D RPG. I have never really played a Dragon Quest game. I tried playing the most recent one. It didn't quite stick with me. They also announced, by the way, too, that Dragon Quest 12 will be coming out. Shock. We're going to continue the most profitable series in Japan, more or less.
Yeah, I also never got to play Dragon Quest, but I'll give this a shot.
Yeah.
All I could think while watching this is how 6 needs to be remade. This is
I saw a lot of people saying that.
That's all I could think of. Which one? Sorry, 6? Dragon Quest 3, but
which 6 one was 6?
That 6 was Kefka? Yes.
Okay.
Kefka and oh my god, why can't Tara. I remember the
crazy clown guy.
Crazy clown guy, you know, Magitex, you know, the opera, just a lot of good stuff. But that's how they need to remake that one. Don't do it Final Fantasy VII remake style. Keep it.
Well, that was a 3D game though, right? I think you want to keep this to the 2D games.
Yeah, keep it in the 2D realm. And they found such a wonderful way to reimagine it with this 2D HD, they call it.
Yeah.
I think it's just wonderful. And I do. I hope they bring it to more. Dragon Quest III means nothing to me.
Oh, yeah. It means absolutely nothing to me.
It means absolutely nothing.
People like it. That's what I know. It has 2 million views on YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah.
The trailer, that is. I mean, you're saying 6. I kind of want shit. I'm a bad fan. I think it's 4. The one with Cecil, the knight, the paladin.
Yep, it is 4.
Ha!
Cain.
Yeah.
Rosa.
That was mine that I played on the Super Nintendo, and I always that was my first Final Fantasy.
Speaking of Final Fantasy 4, and only loosely related, Final Fantasy 14 Endwalker goes to the moon.
Nobody cares.
Also have a whale.
I have a whale.
And they have a wind-up Palom and Porom. That's it. As minions you could get by pre-order. But go ahead.
Well, you know what? People don't care about that. You know what they care about?
What?
Parkour and zombies.
That's right.
The best the best genre of zombie game.
The parkour zombie game. Yeah. Yeah, Dying Light, again, something we talked about last week. Dying Light 2 had its gameplay reveal, and damn, it did not remind me how much fun I had playing that game when it came out.
So I wanted to ask you guys, because when we talked about it last week, it sounded like a really fun, just a really fun game. And then I watched this trailer and the everything in it, and for some reason it made me not want to play it.
Really?
It looked like it took itself too seriously. And for some reason the the idea I had it of it before was kind of like a goofy parkour. Like, it's this mashup of ideas that was just kind of like celebrating fun, like focused on fun, with using zombies as the platform to be goofy. But then I watched this and like it's showing like your base and like nighttime and all this stuff. And I was like, oh, this was not what I thought Dying
Light was. It's not goofy.
No, and I, yeah. not
I think
that
you're
you
thinking
guys
of
use
Dead
that.
Island.
Yeah,
which I think, yeah, not that you guys use those words, but I think that's what I was building it up in my head because that's what I wanted it to be. But
yeah, you like you don't like the serious stuff.
I don't need stuff. Serious. I want everything to be self-aware and just to be having fun. Let's just have fun, guys.
Andy, also, this game is terrifying at night.
I know. Yeah. It is scary.
That's
it. I have stood still, not moving for minutes because I didn't want to get caught. The animation on the parkour looks so good.
Oh, yeah. I think I heard something like they had 250 plus discrete parkour animations or something like that.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, also, this was another game that's been delayed by COVID at least 2 years. It had a release date of, I want to say December 7th. That feels wrong. Here, vamp for me while I look that up.
Yeah. The one sad part I'd say about this game is they don't follow the same character. This is a new guy. Mm-hmm. And I really want to know what happened to the first guy, because it's the same city, I believe. Even
is it? I don't know. It is December 7th. I was right. I don't know if it takes place in the same city. Let's see what Wikipedia has to say about that.
Yeah, because I think that what they say is they quarantined this city off because it was the initial outbreak. But then it got through and then broke everywhere and it destroyed everywhere else. And guess what didn't get touched? The already quarantined city.
Well, let's see. This seems to take place in Haran. It's the name of the city. Mm-hmm. So where did Dying Light 1 take place?
I believe it was also Haran.
Okay. But... Well, that would make sense then. I mean, they might just be saving that as like a reveal for later, like what happened. They don't have to lay all their cards on the table immediately.
Oh, yeah. That's it. In Dying Light, you're sent to infiltrate a quarantine zone in a Middle Eastern city called Haran.
Yep. Yeah. So it's the same city.
Yep.
I mean, it doesn't mean they won't talk about the original protagonist of the first game.
Yeah. That could be a reveal, too. They'll just be like, surprise.
I think that's also something they try to stay away from. It's weird, right? Games have kind of the opposite problems of movies where... You know, in movies, everyone wants each movie to tie into the next kind of thing. In games, they're like, we don't want to scare people off with, like, I can't play Dragon Quest 11. I haven't played Dragon Quest 1 through 10.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's in that way of they want every game to be a clean reset if they haven't played the previous game. It looks beautiful. It looks like they've taken all the things that was great about Dying Light 1 and just focused on them and made them better. I'm looking forward to it. December is a weird time to release a zombie game. I've heard a lot of people go it's kind of this weird push and pull where they're like, that's not releasing in December. But it's also a game that's been delayed for 2 years, so I think it's kind of like, well, it's put up or shut up time.
So although
I don't know, Cyberpunk's kind of giving everyone a free pass where they go, we just don't want to cyberpunk you, so we're going to take an extra couple months.
Yeah, that can't happen again. Not at that scale.
God, yeah. No one wants to be the next Cyberpunk. CD Projekt Red is praying for somebody to mess up.
Yeah, they are. Square Enix's Marvel's The Avengers really breathed a sigh of relief when CD Projekt Red shit the bed right in front of them. They were very close to being the worst release of the year. Avengers, by the way, I don't know. Still, there's been some news about it. Maybe there might be Black Panther X-Pack sometime this year. Maybe not. Who knows? We'll find out. And then for CD Projekt Red, actually, there's been a bunch of announcement people leaving. They just promoted a new game director. because the other guy left. And they released a roadmap today with no dates on it. It was just 2022. You'll get stuff. And that's like, okay. I am noted cyberpunk apologist, though, because I played it much better than anyone else played it in the world on a 3090. Mm. So, yeah. All right. I mean, well, the stories keep rolling on. And I mean, like I said, we're going to probably be talking about game releases for the next month and a half, because like we talked about last week, Far Cry 6 had its gameplay reveal.
This was great.
Really?
Seriously.
Far Cry six.
Before we get into that, though, I do want to point out that Ubisoft said they would be doing the reveal at 12:30. And then at 12:30, it started another 30-minute countdown.
I know. That was so fucking funny.
It was just like, all right, world premiere, 30-minute countdown. But Ubisoft. Yeah, so Far Cry 6 had its gameplay reveal. And I remember last week, I was pretty up on it. But now after watching this trailer, Andy, I'm actually kind of in the opposite.
Really?
I was kind of hoping for a little more serious a take, and also a more urban take on Far Cry. But this really, so I mean, we could talk about what's changed. It's Far Cry. I don't really, nothing seems all that different other than location to me and storyline.
Okay. I've never played a Far Cry, to be fair.
Oh, really?
I barely know anything about it. I just know in the initial trailer, it was a dictator and his son. And I thought it was going to be a story about being the son and kind of dealing with, you know, having that father, maybe inheriting something like that. But this trailer reveals that you are not the son.
Andy, don't worry. We'll talk about that, the choice of the protagonist in the trailer in a little bit. But before we get there, yeah, no. I mean,
I love that. Get ready.
It's the misogynist alarm. Yeah, I was hoping for kind of a different take to kind of this feels more like an iteration than a revolution.
Okay,
to borrow Mark Cerny's terminology. But this, you know, this also felt a lot like Just Cause to me, which is a game series I love, but I also have Just Cause already.
Sure.
Right. If you go ahead, Charles.
No, go for it. I think you're about to do it, right? Yeah.
Yeah. If you haven't heard of Just Cause before, it's basically kind of a sandbox game where you have a grappling hook and a glider, and you're in usually a Banana Republic island nation, and your job is just to destroy the entire economy of the nation and do it in the most hilarious way possible. Grappling hook onto missiles, planes, whatever, and just kind of being wacky with it. And, you know, Far Cry, obviously not going to have that same level of, like, you know, flying around with a glider and a grappling hook, but it's going to be wacky in its own Far Cry way, and less of a kind of, I was kind of hoping that the map for Far Cry 6 would be very similar to the map of Dying Light, honestly, Dying Light 2, just very claustrophobic, very that. But I mean, and that is antithesis to what Far Cry usually is. Far Cry, the big deal about Far Cry was that you could see like a mile across the island in Far Cry 1 with the sniper scope. But I don't know. After six of them, I was hoping maybe they change up the formula. But hey, what do I know? I'm not in charge of a multi-billion-dollar company.
Yeah. See, I got excited even on the premise. Like, you're playing as someone who's like starting an uprising, which I thought would be so cool to see, like, start and to follow and to see that dynamic with the dictator. And kind of trying to take over. And then it's combined with, I like Goofy, right? Like these silly weapons and different combinations of machinery. And I was just thrilled watching this. I thought it looked like so much fun. What a cool premise. I love base building. So I thought that'd be kind of cool to start like this guerrilla compound and rise from there and take over. I'm thrilled. I'm so excited for it.
I mean,
I know that's what other Far Cry's are.
It is an Ubisoft game, so I don't know how robust that base building aspect is going to be. So I would be careful. Okay. I would be careful with that hope.
Sure.
Right. A lot of Ubisoft base building is you've done this quest. Now all these things are unlocked. It's not like
yeah, that's good old Assassin's Creed Brotherhood style.
Yeah, it worked once. Why not do it every time?
Oh, and James, just to make us feel better.
Yeah,
Giancarlo Esposito.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
I was so close.
The first name wrong. The second one we were pretty good on.
Listen, I feel like we did a lot just not saying it's the guy from Breaking Bad and leaving it there.
Yeah.
No, it's. I'm glad you're looking forward to it, Andy. I probably will still play it. I do like these games. I just, they're kind of fire and forget for me. You know, sure. I was looking for something that might kind of elevate Far Cry back in the same way 3 did. Like, Far Cry 3 is fairly touchstone in terms of games. Like, mm-hmm. It was a big deal when it came out, and I think it still continues to be a big deal. And Far Cry's, 4 or 5 and also onward have kind of been chasing that acclaim, and none have really gotten. I think 5 actually got a decent amount of acclaim. Yeah. 4 was pretty well, like, everyone was like, this is just 3.
Yeah.
You really put no effort into it.
That's the impression I got of 4, and I didn't even play it.
Yeah. 5 got a little more acclaim just because of the topic it was taking on, and I feel like that's why they're like, okay, people like it when we take on controversial topics. Mm-hmm. Let's make a non-statement about Cuba.
But it wasn't political until now. It is political.
Yeah. That was also another thing that happened this week where Ubisoft developers or creative leads did a interview and unprovoked said this game is not political. and then the publication kind of took that quote slightly out of context to say that Far Cry 6 is not a political game, when really what they meant is that this game is not making a political statement about the current state of Cuba.
Sure.
But it's also like, why even?
Yeah.
It's also, Ubisoft of, of infamy going, this game about a post-apocalyptic Washington DC is in no way political. I think right now what we're seeing is them getting, they're chasing kind of that political intrigue of being like, this game is important because it has something to say, even though we won't admit that.
Yeah. The topic is interesting to me.
I don't think it won't be a fun game. It will be a fun game.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I think the topic isn't that groundbreaking for me. I liken it too closely to, you have to overthrow the current person in power because the person in power is bad.
Sure.
And I go, that's what we're doing.
I mean, I guess it is the same thing.
Like, and this one is, the trapping's a little different, right? It's meant to feel as if it's more of a real world setting, and this time Cuba. Mm-hmm. But not Cuba. Don't say Cuba. Okay. Shut the fuck up about Cuba.
But no, certainly not the fact that everyone's driving fucking Packards everywhere. Swear to God, there's going to be a fucking thing in a cigar rolling factory. You know there's going to be. Yeah. So getting back to the misogyny alarm.
Oh, yeah.
So a big criticism of Far Cry 5 was, in fact, that you couldn't play as a female protagonist. Far Cry 6 has fixed this by being able to be both male and female, or, being able to choose both a male or a female character.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's in the trailer.
They showed both.
I got confused by that because it looked like they showed a male character, but the trailer has only featured a woman.
Yeah, and some people were upset about that because...
Why?
Forced diversification is the death of the white man.
Well, when I was watching this, at first when I saw it star woman, I was just like, uh-oh. Like, I immediately thought, like, how are they going to get a man in this? Or, like, how are they solving this? Because it just makes me think of that Battlefield game, right? And there was, like, a Star Wars game, too. Like, every time a star is a woman, it doesn't perform well.
Andy, don't rile up the Star Wars fan base. That's the last fucking thing I need. By the way, Charles, did you see this when they heal, they smoke a cigar and rub it in their wound?
Yeah, I saw that. In my head, I was like, that looks dumb. I was
like, but it's not Cuba, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
No, yeah, I mean, you know, it's very similar to the Aloy outrage of she doesn't look like a supermodel. It's like, why are you showing a female protagonist just to make SJWs happy?
Why does there need to be a male protagonist? Is Far Cry about like projection?
No, absolutely not.
Then you don't need a male character.
I mean, the reason I think most people don't care is this is also, I think, the first Far Cry where it goes even into third person. The Far Cry protagonist is generally incredibly faceless and almost always in first. You experience everything in first person. Like all the cutscenes are in a first person perspective, which is part of what made Far Cry 3 so interesting, because you had all these things happening to you and it's very claustrophobic. So this is actually the first. It's been such a long time since I played 5, but I don't think there are any third person scenes in 5. It was still that same scenario. Mm-hmm. So this is almost a little more cinematic. I guess they're kind of they're changing it up in that way. But yeah, I guess, you know, people's power fantasy is destroyed by the fact that, you know, you can play as a woman.
Yeah, I thought that was it. I almost honestly didn't know if I missed it, that you could play as a man, because they glossed over it so quickly and I didn't see like a lot of footage of playing as that character either. So I was like, oh, okay.
It's because not supposed to be a big deal, Andy. Which,
I don't understand why they even added the option.
I mean, this is also like, this is, again, not a singular problem with Ubisoft. If you remember the fucking tizzy over Assassin's Creed Odyssey. Where people were that Cassandra was very predominantly featured in the marketing for it, and then it was switched to her brother, eventually being kind of everything. But if you play that game, Cassandra is the fucking main character. It's like, if you ever played Assassin's Creed Odyssey, it's playing as the female protagonist is the correct choice. Mm-hmm. It's not as like hard cut as Mass Effect, where it's like Fem Shep versus Male Shep, but they're pretty interchangeable, just the voice actor's better. The experience of playing as Cassandra versus, I don't even remember his name. That's how worthless he is. And he's still in the story, to be clear. But it's just, they kind of switch it up based on which character you take. The story makes more sense and unfolds better as a female protagonist.
Sure.
Yeah. Also, you just get to go around Greece and bang dudes.
There you go. That's what Greece was about, wasn't it?
Yeah. That's what it, yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. So go in.
It also makes there's one quest line in Assassin's Creed Odyssey where you come upon a frustrated married couple that the husband can't please the wife. So the husband asks you to essentially cuckold him and please his wife. And if you're playing as a woman, that makes that quest all the more hilarious.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, I love great. That.
Yeah. Oh, but well, yeah,
I don't know. I just thank God tonight that I can play Far Cry 6 as a man. that's what we needed. Trash game otherwise. Oh my god. I don't get it.
Well, again, right? The reason they did it was because it was outrage at 5 that they couldn't play as a woman. And so they're like, All right, well now you have both.
Yeah, and then they're kind of trapped, right? Because there's outrage when they can't play. When it's like, hey, why is all your marketing a woman?
But why should you have to be able to play as a woman in 5? I don't understand why that either.
Well, I mean, I think the story is written that you're a man, so you are a man, right? But I would also say that the protagonist of 4, 5, and 6 could have been a woman, and it wouldn't have made a difference.
Sure,
but from a story perspective, So I mean, hey, just wrapping up, talking about binary gender choices. Pokemon's coming out in November. Who could have predicted it?
Who?
Yeah, the remakes of what is this, Gen 5? Right?
Well, Diamond and Pearl.
Yeah, I know. I lost track. Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl are coming out November 19th, and also the release date for Pokemon Legends Arceus, that third-person Pokemon game that basically everyone has asked for since 3D games started existing, had an announced release date of January 28th. So
I don't know about that one, but okay.
Well, you know, it looked real bad in the trailer, but once you get that Switch Pro,
we'll have to
see. Oh my God. I'm still, by the way, I'm still trying to get my friend a PS5. I've been very close several times. Oh, I still haven't gotten to him. When I'm about to text him and be like, does your son want a Switch Pro? Tell me now, because you're never getting it if I don't know ahead of time.
Yeah.
Because I know his son is always on his Switch.
I'm very curious to see what the Switch Pro is.
Yep.
Who knows? Maybe.
Well, maybe, Andy, we might know next week.
That's
when
true.
When we talk about it on another episode of Add to Party.
Mm-hmm.
A friendship simulator masquerading as a new show. It's only been 12 episodes. I'm still allowed to fuck it up.
That's okay.
I've been your host, James Hartwell, and I've been joined by
Charles Jumont, and I've been joined by
Andy K.
Well, hopefully this wave of information will continue for weeks to come, and then we'll get into fall review season, and then we'll die.
Good night, everyone. See what Square reveals. Let's hope
we need to make that game bracket too by the end of the year.
Oh God. Good night.
All right. Good night.